hour of the show. How does time fly? So of course we move along now to our next feature, and a community initiative by comparison platform hippo.co.za has enabled a local small business and businesses of works and mistresses to support their families through South Africa's extended COVID-19 lockdown.
And obviously we know that the five women, all from Mitchell's Plain or in Cape Town, have been hard at work handcrafting what do they call this?
Plush toys.
Plush toys, what is that? But before we get into all the nitty-gritties, let's talk about the motive behind creating a hippo toy.
Yeah, so as you know and as you rightly said, our mascot is really beloved, that's the puppet that you see on our TV ad. And for a while now, we've been getting requests for a toy that's a bit similar to him. And we always thought that, you know, one day we'll get there, but we wanted to do it as a truly South African product. We didn't want to outsource it to a foreign country, even opportunity, let's create these soft toys in South Africa.
Now, Vera, you know, who are the women that make the toys? I mean, we've heard about the local small businesses, you know, and the team of other work seamstresses, you know, that have been brought or roped in for this. Tell us a bit more.
So, the puppet master that created the original puppet for the TV ad, he actually has a creative studio, and these women that work with him work in the film industry. So as you can imagine, when COVID struck, the film industry was severely hit, the jobs dried up, especially during that time of hard lockdown. So we got in touch with him and he told us about these women, and it made sense for us to work with him to create this pattern for the toy and to get the women involved to actually produce and make the toys. So there's five women, and the way we did it is exactly like that. We created the pattern, we sourced all the materials locally, and I'll talk a little bit about that just now. And these women work from home, they all have their own machine, and they basically then would get the materials from Francois, they would stuff the toys, stitch and sew them together, and then Francois would pick them up. So the initial order was for 1,000 of these toys, which will be using the campaign in February, but we'll reveal more about that a little bit later.
And then of course, you know, how has this campaign perhaps impacted the lives of these women?
Sure. I'm hoping that we made a big difference in their lives. They got paid per toy that they completed. And the feedback that we had from them as well was that it was a very big help. There's a video that we interviewed some of them on YouTube, and I can share that link with you after. And I think that really tells the story of where the project started and really what kind of life it took on in itself. And I think, you know, just the ability for them to have work and to be able to provide for their family during this time. And hopefully, you know, things will get better and the film industry will pick up again. But in the meantime, this is our small way of trying to help them to make their lives better during this really, really difficult time.
Have you ensured that the toys are 100% local?
Yeah, that was very important to us. As I mentioned, you know, obviously, our sourcing is set up by China, I suppose, might be more cost-effective, but that wasn't the point of this project at all. So, Francois Long, when sourced the materials locally, they made sure that, you know, all made by the only element that unfortunately we did have to import is the eyes, and the reason for that is the safe standards, and, yeah, the safe guys that the child can't pull out, you know, and get into trouble with it. But for the rest, like I mentioned, every single thing that we went into the hippo is truly self-addressed.
And then in terms of, you know, Hippo himself, you know, you tell us a bit more about the character?
In 2018, we made the decision to bring the character back and was a little bit absent from our TDS to all that. But we really saw it as an opportunity to have a very unique brand ethic. And so we created and we brought him back. And really the role of the Ethos, I think, is like that, is to have people think about the decisions that they're making in life and hopefully helping them to make better decisions. The Latoya's mission as well is to be a better decision buddy for everybody who receives one. And really, a few things. The one thing is that the Hippo guides you to make better decisions and really just capturing that moment of hesitation. You know, when you have to make a really big decision in your life, it's almost like doubting yourself, am I doing the right thing? So hopefully the Hippo will be there on your shoulder and helping you to make the right decision.
What are you planning to do with the Hippo toys, and are you planning also on perhaps expanding on this project?
Absolutely. So, firstly, the main campaign will launch in February, and I won't give away too much about that right now, but you can watch our social media page and you can see what we're busy with. At the moment, we're doing a bit of a teaser campaign where we are asking people on social media what they would do to get this toy, and we're really having a lot of fun with it. I mean, the second phase of the campaign kicks off in the middle of February, and that's where I'd encourage everybody to watch our social media page and what we're doing. And the wish and the dream of it is to build on this project and to make it sustainable in the long run, and then also to expand on it. So the Hippo toy as it is today is literally a copy of our but in future, you know, it might evolve and become superior, or it might evolve and become a couple of other things. So we'll keep you updated as we progress through that.
And I really appreciate that very much. Spokesperson, thank you very much for your time this morning on Vegas 91.3. Speaking to us about the Hippo Toy Project, bringing the joy or COVID-19 relief to Mitchell's Plain, it seems just as there. Quite a nice initiative, obviously, to involve